Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
And welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you. Nolan, myself in the house tonight, and looking forward to a nice show. We're going to change it up a little bit since spring training has got going, pitchers, catchers reported, some of the teams got players reporting. We've been inundated with questions and excitement and from all of you listeners out there. So we're going to go ahead and basically almost run it like a curtain call question throughout tonight. Instead of talking about the players that haven't been, I think people are tired of the off season. They're excited about, if you get MLB Network, watching it, if you're in Arizona, you're in Florida, you're excited because you can hang around some spring training day to day. And if you're like the rest of us that are, well, have to watch it on MLB or your local news stations, you're just excited. You're just excited because you can feel it. There's a lot on the table for 2024 with a lot of different teams, a lot of pressure with managers, a lot of pressure with players, teams in general. So that seems to be the majority of the questions that were coming in this week. And so we're going to go at it and we're going to look at it that way for sure. So before we get there, as always, do want to give our shout out to the Tress Sullivan and his team over at Rip Grip Pro. That's the hitting training aid great little tool, needs to be a part of your hitting training program. Keeps you in the zone, keeps that top hand up, top hand or bottom hand up, down, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. I'm just not letting it roll out smoothly, but it's a great device. It really is. If you want to talk about it, feel free to reach out to me, DM me at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on our Instagram or Facebook channels. Nolan and myself are happy to talk about it, help you out with that process. And of course, the rope trainer as well. Quick shout out to those guys. You know all about it, so you can talk on and on. Same thing. If you want to talk about it, reach out to us. Don't hesitate. So, again, like I said at the top, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of it. You know that. It's a huge – it's what we do. It's just what we believe in. It's baseball. It's being dirtbags. It's getting up. It's getting after. Getting dirty every single day. On the field, off the field, as a player, parent, a coach, a fan of this game. It's just doing the right thing in this crazy world that we're living in right now. It's just getting after it. So, Dirtbag, settle in. We're going to be right back here after the break, and we'll get going right through it, and looking forward to a great show.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Like I said before the break, we're going to basically answer it, tonight's episode, like the curtain call question right throughout, since there seems to be a lot of passion, a lot of excitement about spring training breaking, season, 6 weeks away, a little quicker if you're the Dodgers and the Padres opening up in Korea. So, hey, let's get after it. Right after the last episode, Nolan, of course, the Jays, and we couldn't get it, but the Jays and Vladimir Guerrero settling the arbitration. There seems to be a lot of concern out of Blue Jay Nation and the rest of the league as well. Just curiosity of our thoughts on why, one, they would go to arbitration when they were basically 1.5 apart, 1.6 apart, and two, just kind of thoughts on it. When they were able to settle with Bo Bichette there a year ago and take away his last few years of arbitration. So, like to get our thoughts and opinions. What do you got, man?
Yeah, I mean, here's the way that I look at it, right? Vladdy obviously wants to get paid the big bucks. He wants to sign that long-term contract. If I'm the Jays, though, I don't blame them. I'm taking this approach, too. I'm going to arbitration next year as well. Obviously, he's a guy that, I mean, has shown flashes of MVP-caliber baseball. I mean, I'm very open about how I think Vladdy is. I think he's a slightly above average first baseman in the MLB. Like, I don't consider him to be this next $250 million man. To me, he's just not that player. He's all right defensively. He's got a plus stick when he's on a roll. But, I mean, we see it time and time again. He's outside of the 1 year where he finished second place for MVP behind Shohei Ohtani, obviously, when Shohei Ohtani won it unanimously back in 21. Like, Vlad's just been a solid MLB hitter. That's basically the best way to describe him. I want to see Vlad put it all together. If he goes out there, hits 35 home runs, drives in 110 RBIs, and hits 280 plus this year, I'll tip my cap, say I was wrong. Hey, you know what? He deserves to get paid the big bucks. But until he proves that he can do it on a consistent basis, to me, I'm not lining up that paycheck. I'm not backing up the Brink truck and paying him the money that he thinks he deserves until he can prove it. Like I said, man, if I was the Jays, I would have been trying to trade him all offseason and recuperate a haul. Now, I don't know what you can get, but I mean, I'm looking at this lineup right now, and the lineup to me is not that imposing. Like, I'm going through the AL East right now. I had the Jays either third or fourth best team in the AL East, depending on kind of how you want to fit in Tampa Bay Rays into that equation. Obviously, Boston's at the bottom of the barrel, but I'm just saying, like, the Yankees to me are a better team, and obviously the Baltimore Orioles, they're a hell of a lot better than the Jays, especially after picking up Corbin Burns, who, I mean, Corbin Burns, he's just going to mow through Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it from the management side, Shapiro and Atkins for sure. I think there was intent behind it, or there was purpose behind it. One, to maybe go ahead and piss them off, to be quite honest with you, and stuff like that, and fire them up, because even if they're not going to keep them long term or whatever, and maybe they've already made their decision and they don't even have to tip their hand at this point in time, but they do need to win a championship. They are in that window, and like you said, Nolan, they are better with Vladimir Guerrero. There's no question about it, but they need a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. They don't need a half in one, and I think there was intent to it, for sure, to sit there and say, hey, you know what? We got no problem with going to you. You want these $400 million or whatever that's been kicked around over the years, or maybe they've even talked about it behind the scenes. Right now, the mistakes you make, your laissez-faire when you want to be laissez-faire, or intent when you want to be intent, we need a ball player. We need a leader. We need a hammer. And that's what the fans are looking for. That's what everybody needs. That's what this team needs to win and get over the hump and win their first playoff game, for God's sakes, in 10 centuries, it seems like. So that there you go with that one. It's just, I think there was intent to it. There was purpose to it. So, yeah, he won, which surprised me. I'm surprised the arbiters went with him on that side just because of his overall attachment. I know everything that goes into the arbitration and stuff like that. But anyways, it was what it was, and it ended that way. Let's stay with the arbitration. Another one that just came in today, Nolan. Now we go the other way, and the Miami Marlins beat Luis Urias on arbitration today. Was it a small market thing? Are the arbiters, you know, putting it to the big market teams? Or there's a guy that you could sit there and say, I don't care that he doesn't hit home runs. That guy carried that team for a lot last year. He's the best hitter in baseball. Contact. I was surprised that Marlins won it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, he's only, what, $10.6 million or something like that this upcoming season. I mean, yeah, like, to me, the fact he's back-to-back batting title champion, obviously in two different leagues, one with the Minnesota Twins, now last year with the Miami Marlins, coming over, he hit, what, 349 or something like that last year. Guy had a fantastic season, plays good enough defense and everything like that. Yeah, I don't know if it's a small market thing or what the deal is. Like, because I would have assumed that Luis Urias would have won his. I can't even remember what he was asking for. Some around 12,
12.1, I believe it was.
Yeah. So, I mean, that one kind of surprises me. And even that, I don't know how you really, as the Miami Marlins, go in there and try and,
exactly,
like, have a conversation where you're like, hey, listen, we know you're a good hitter, but here's the deficiencies. It's like, okay, so what are we missing here? Like, are they pointing out to the second half of the season where all of a sudden he hit 280 or whatever the heck he hit in the second half compared to his 400 start through the first 2 months?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just trying. I mean, obviously that's the point of arbitration, is they're supposed to go in there and they're supposed to point out your deficiencies and everything like that and try and basically poo on you to the arbitrator. Just so then that way they can save a few bucks. I really don't get that one, because I would have just assumed, okay, they would have came to some sort of agreement. And heck, I'm even looking at it like why the Marlins didn't try and offer him a long-term extension. Like, I would have tried to offer him an 8-year, probably $100 million extension, because it's not like he's that old. I think he's only 26, 27 years old going into this upcoming season. Obviously, he's a player on the come up too. Like, you're looking at it, and he's proven it at the major league level. Hey, this guy is a solid contact hitter. What did I see? I think 91.8% of swings he made contact on last year. Like, that is an astronomical number, man. Like, that's just absolutely insane. When you think about that, almost 92% of his swings he made contact with the ball one way or the other. So, I mean, this is a guy that draws walks, doesn't strike out a lot, puts the ball in play, puts pressure on the defense, does it all, man. I mean, yes, the defense could be a little bit better, but for them to be $1.5 million apart, not even, like, based on what I was reading, it didn't even sound like they tried to offer him some sort of extension. So that one surprised the heck out of me.
Yeah, it's a joke to me. 5.5, I think it is, percent strikeout rate. Hard barrel contact. You listen to the guys around the MLB that watch him day in and day out, or even opponents that get to play against him, and they're like, ridiculous. Ridiculous. And I get it. They're coming from the player side of thing or whatever now, but the way they were talking about it, and I'm watching them, they really weren't doing it on the intent of money alone. It was, you know what? Yes, defensively, his metrics aren't great, but offensively, you just traded Pablo Lopez for him for a year ago. It's bad ownership to me. It's bad management to me. There's certain guys you want to build trust around, and you know, not getting off the subject, but getting off the subject because he just signed with the Giants on a 3-year deal. Jorge Soler, it sounded like they didn't even talk to him this year. And you know, I realized he opted out or whatever and stuff like that, but that was the idea of building in an opt-out contract. So, you know, you're right. It's just why you wouldn't have those conversations, and it doesn't look like they've had those conversations because there hasn't been any speculation out there that, oh yeah, they're going to settle with this, but they're looking at talking about, a 3-year, a 4-year, whatever it is, contract extension with them. So I was very surprised by it for sure. There's no question about it. So, I want to leave your Cardinals because, Sonny Gray, I want to give you time in the second segment for sure to talk about that, the excitement of day one and the seriousness. Excitement on one side, but the seriousness of how he came in and presented his 15-pitch bullpen yesterday. But Mr. Ohtani as well goes in there. What did he have, like 22 swings or 20 swings and 12 bombs?
21 swings, 10 bombs, yep.
Yeah, I mean, the arm looks good. He looked healthy. He didn't see any winces in his face. He looked comfortable. He looked natural.
Obviously, he's not throwing, though. Like, that's the main thing. Obviously, just underwent Tommy John surgery there. So, I mean, he's not doing anything right now. He's just kind of just taking his swings, doing what he needs to. Says he's going to come in, act like a rookie, try and treat it like he's the fresh face on the block, even though he's arguably the biggest superstar in the game right now. I like it. Obviously, Shohei, everybody knows the potential there. Obviously, he's got a fantastic lineup around him, so pitchers are going to have to go at him. I mean, he's not going to get intentionally walked 20 times like he was last year, whatever his number ended up being. They're going to have to go at him. Obviously, you got Mookie Betts, you got Freddie Freeman for your protection, Will Smith, if you want, depending on how they're going to position their lineup, you got him as extra protection as well. I love it, man. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, obviously, any chance you get, especially if you're out in Arizona, go out and try and get that guy live.
Absolutely. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with our second segment. We're going to pick it up because there's a hell of a lot of Cardinals fans that are excited to talk about it, Nolan. So, we'll be right back here in a break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan inundated with your Cardinals fans. It seems like it's been forever since, what, about November 10th when they finally got Sonny Gray, maybe the 12th or whatever, the third of three signings. Seems like a decade ago. But anyways, comes out of the gate, doesn't mix words in his bullpen. Your Cardinals lovers out there, they want to know your thoughts. Are you excited? Where are you sitting?
As Sonny Gray put it, effing nasty, baby. Effing nasty. He said, hey, I'm going in there. I'm throwing with intent. I'm throwing with purpose, same as what we always try and preach here with our guys. I mean, you're looking at it, Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras, obviously they're two competitive guys. They had a game plan. They said, hey, start with that sinker right down the middle, let it ride in. And, I mean, apparently that's what the pitch did because, yeah, he was all sorts of excited. Everybody that was watching him. Now, I like this tradition, right? I don't know. I'm assuming other teams do it, but I love the tradition that the Cardinals do where they always have the ace of spring training. Now, this is usually like once the games actually get rolling around and everything like that. But everybody goes and they stand around the bullpen mound and they watch how the ace actually pitches. They watch his pregame warmups. They watch everything, right? So they're all standing around the bullpen mound and everything like that. So obviously this is just a 15-pitch bullpen session, the first one for catchers and pitchers there the other day with the Cardinals. And I mean, apparently everybody was doing that. Everybody was sitting around him. And they were all just basically excited to see exactly what Sonny Gray was going to bring to the table. Obviously, last year, finished second in the AL Cy Young. Now, here's a big thing, right? Now, this pissed me off. I was seeing the MLB Top 100 now, and Sonny Gray comes in, I think it was like 49th or something like that, and Kevin Gausman came in at 41st. And I'm just sitting there like, how do you finish second and third in the Cy Young voting, and you're ranked basically in the high 40s and low 40s? Like, if I finish second and third in Cy Young, I should theoretically be a top 15, top 20 player in baseball. That doesn't make sense to me. I need someone to make that make sense, because you can't finish second and third in Cy Young and be rated in the 40s. Obviously, you're one of the best pitchers at your position. Anyways, getting back on topic, though, man. Yeah, no, like, apparently, just spotting that nice sinker, running fastball, whatever you want to call it, on the inside corner perfectly, mixes it with a little bit of a sweeper. Now, he didn't throw the sweeper that much in the 15-pitch bullpen, but I mean, heck, Sonny Gray is going to be a dog for the Cardinals, and he needs to be a dog for the Cardinals.
Yeah, no question. It was fun to just sit back and watch. Even though it was a 2.5-minute, 3-minute session or whatever, and that it was just interesting how he spoke with Contreras as well. Set the tone with him. I'm sure he's done his homework, obviously, and stuff like that. He just set the table from day one. Execution, purpose, like you said, it's what we talk about all the time with our training program and the teams that we work with and stuff like that. It was awesome to see somebody go out there day one, a seasoned veteran. When you hear about most of them, you know, just take their time, build it up, carry on, go from there, and no way. It's all business. Let's get done. How do you think that sets the tone for the players? I mean, Goldie, Arenado, even though they're veterans, that's got to electrify them as much as a young win at shortstop. Tommy Edman, the list goes on. You got to be excited about that new energy.
I mean, here's the biggest thing too, right? And I love the fact that the Cardinals signed their three guys right off the hop. And it's purely because all of a sudden now I have my starting five set, basically, barring some sort of injury or anything like that. Like, it's going to be Michaelos, Gray, Gibson, Lynn, and Mats. And then pretty much, okay, so now I have between whenever they all signed their contracts, which was before American Thanksgiving, I know that, they had basically 3 months to text and talk with Wilson Contreras, which was the biggest issue last year with the Cardinals, because apparently when Wilson Contreras came over and everybody obviously went and played for the World Baseball Classic teams that they were representing, Wilson Contreras didn't know what pitches they had. So, I mean, that was the huge issue last year with the Cardinals. So now all of a sudden, now you have between basically American Thanksgiving up until pitchers and catchers are reporting for Wilson Contreras to reach out to these guys, text them, say, hey, listen, what do you actually throw? What do you pitch? Send me some videos, yada, yada, yada. Then they can get on the same page, come right in, go right to work. And I mean, especially since, like you said, they're all veterans. They're not young kids trying to compete for spots. There are already solidified starters on this rotation. Every single one of them is getting paid $10-plus million this year. And I mean, you're looking at it like, okay, Sonny Gray, he's the ace, obviously, of the Cardinals. You need your ace to show up and be ready. You can't waver on your ace. And I mean, I'm not saying ace lightly. Like, hey, you finished second in the Cy Young last year. You better be an ace pitcher. And I mean, he came in there and he threw like an ace. He commanded the mound like an ace. I'm loving that, man. And that's what the pitchers need to just build off of. And they need to see the way that he carries himself. And obviously, like I said, these are all veteran guys. They know how to carry themselves. They've been around. They know what it's like to be a major league pitcher. That's exactly the type of mentality, though, that you need to see from your big dog. Because all of a sudden, now I want to hop on his back. I want to try and do what he did. I want to be the ace that day.
Los Angeles Dodgers spend $1.2 billion in the offseason. They're almost $1 billion ahead. San Francisco just bumped up yesterday with Jorge Soler's. They're at about 207 or something like that, 220 million we're talking about or whatever. And that's the separation. But the question's coming in. Forget about what they spent. What teams have pressure on them to win this year?
Outside of the Dodgers, obviously.
Yep.
What
teams are at that stage of it that they have to... They got to win this year.
See, here's the thing that blew my mind, right? The Cubs go out, they make the biggest move of the offseason, like right off the hop, right? They go out and they get Craig Counsell, a move that absolutely nobody saw coming. Obviously, Craig Counsell, very successful with the Milwaukee Brewers, and yet they proceeded to do almost nothing the rest of the offseason. Obviously, they go out and they get Shota Umaga. I would have put them in that category had they have made moves, but for whatever reason, they didn't want to go out there and sign the big-time guy. Now, I don't know if they're going to come back on a Matt Chapman or if they're going to come back on a Cody Bellinger, somebody to help fill out that team a little bit. Maybe they even go out and try and get a Jordan Montgomery or a Blake Snell. I don't know what the Cubs are going to do, so I can't lump them in there. Obviously, the Texas Rangers, they're kind of in a standstill. Chris Young admitted today, hey, listen, I don't think we're signing any more guys, so I can't put them in there. Houston Astros, I'd say realistically, they're probably the team that has the most pressure on them to win outside of the Dodgers, obviously, because the Astros, obviously, Alex Bregman's set to be a free agent this year. You get Kyle Tucker, who's set to be a free agent next year. I think that's basically it for their big time guys. But I mean, I know Yordan Alvarez, he'll be coming up for free agency soon. They got a couple different pitchers, obviously, you're looking at it. Justin Verlander, he's at the back end of his career. He's already got the shoulder issues coming right now because, I mean, he's been delayed on what his spring training debut should look like. So I think they got to be high up there because, you know, once Verlander retires, obviously, with the postseason experience that he has and everything like that, and God forbid Alex Bregman reaches free agency, man, you're losing two of your clubhouse leaders right there. Now, I get that you still have Altuve, you have Alvarez for a few more years. You got some good pieces, but I mean, you lost Martin Maldonado, who was really the commander of that pitching staff, man. He was the one that kept everybody in check. I get you signed Josh Hader to that big contract, but it's not like that's a youthful team anymore, man. The pressure's on them. And same as the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves, man, the way that they built that team, I get that they still have a window. Their pressure's not necessarily there, but they have to prove that it can work again because they obviously 3 years, I mean, that's a long time for them with how good of a roster that's actually been assembled.
Yeah, go back to your Houston Astros. I mean, Verlander just announced yesterday, that he's back a couple of weeks too. Started his usual throwing program, a little bit of a shoulder issue. Doesn't think it's anything serious, but definitely, he's not sure if it's being 40. It's something to think about too or whatever. He's a guy that needs to be there. I mean, McCullers still isn't going to be back, Exactly right, Houston. But team that jumps out to me, obviously, is the New York Yankees. Boone's got to get her done this year and stuff like that. They haven't made a ton of moves. No, they have not. But, boy, I'll tell you what, 82 and 80 last year, they have to move there. I agree with you on Atlanta, and I do think the Philadelphia Phillies, too. I think there's that pressure on them to go ahead, and they got to get all the way through this year. There's a couple teams that stick out for me for sure. So let's go to the managers that might be on the hot seat. Who do you think there?
I can tell you two that should have been fired by now.
Yes.
Obviously, Ollie Marmol and Mr. John Schneider, the Toronto Blue Jays. Those are two guys that are obviously on the hot seat. Obviously, the Cardinals signed Yadier Molina to be a front office advisor and help out with the club wherever needed type of deal. So, I mean, anytime you get Yadier Molina, who's publicly said, hey, listen, I want to be a manager and I want to be manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, you have that guy weighing over top of you pretty much. Hey, the writing's on the wall, and all he's only got a 1-year contract. So, I mean, it's do or die for him. Pressure's on him. Obviously, Schneider, I mean, we've talked about Schneider for 2 years, saying, hey, that guy was a great interim, and then that was it. He was the perfect guy that replaced Montoya there a couple years ago. But outside of that, I mean, I don't like Schneider enough as the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, and he hasn't done anything to prove that he should be manager of the Blue Jays. Like, they've had good teams. Well, they've had excellent teams, and they just can't perform in the playoffs. Obviously, I don't know what the deal is with Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts will never be on the hot seat, it seems like, even though he should be, because that team, obviously, the way that it's constructed, and then for them to go first round and done pretty much, I mean, 3 years, 4 years in a row pretty much since they won the World Series. Like, I get that, yes, they've made it past the first round, but it's not like they've really been a competitive team post-past first round.
Been to the postseason 11 years and won in a COVID year. It was the only championship.
Yeah, they haven't won a championship really in a full season. 82 or something like that?
In a full season, 88.
88, so, sorry. Yeah.
Yep, in a full season. So there you go. I got Aaron Boone. I got A.J. Hinch, Detroit. With the way that AL Central's set up, I think he's got to have a really, really good year. Or they might be looking over there and stuff of that because they're starting to move a little bit. You hate to say it or whatever on the bottom line or whatever in that in the NL East or whatever, but Dave Martinez is probably coming up, even though it's out of his control almost. But I think he's got to definitely make some moves with those young guys. He's got some good young guys. Again, a terrible division to be in right now because it's loaded for sure. But those are guys that stand out for me for sure is Boone. Boone's got to be on the hot seat and maybe even Cashman. I'm not even just sure, but we'll talk about that through the season as it moves along. So, but I think AJ Hinch, again, John Schneider, like you said, I think Don Mattingly's in position there if needed and required. And I'm thinking it's going to be Ashley, to be honest with you. So Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break and we'll just keep moving along.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. We were just talking about the Yankees before the break as Aaron Boone being on the hot seat or whatever and that. But, I mean, he came out right today, and he said it. The Yankees are hell-bent on winning this year. And, I mean, he knows. He knows. He's been around this game his whole life, generational family. He knows it. He knows it full well. So, I mean, there's the pressure on him. And I think they need it. They've got a team that can they've been there long enough. They know what they need to do. They got to just come out and do it against obviously the Orioles and the Jays, and the Rays aren't going to be too far away either or whatever and stuff like that. They're always there. They always surprise. So let's jump over. I mentioned it quickly or whatever and stuff like that. A lot of questions from our San Francisco fans. Solar, they seem to be happy about it. They seem to think it's the right choice for the Giants. I'll jump in before you or whatever in that real quick. I mean, you got to have a power hitter for that park. It's not an easy park to go yard in or whatever and stuff like that. What'd they say? I think they said 30 out of his 36 home runs would have left San Francisco. So that's a good sign. You got to take your highs. You got to take your strikeouts. You got to take your lows. But I think that's a guy that needed to be in that lineup, because when you look at the rest of that lineup, there's just not a lot of power there. There's a lot of nice players there. Good signing, waste of time, a pressure signing. What's your thoughts on it?
For $14 million a year, and you haven't had a 30 home run hitter since Barry Bonds back in 2004, it's a no-brainer to me, especially since he is that pop in the lineup, man. Like, obviously, they tried the experiment with Jock Peterson last year. Didn't work out the way that they had hoped. Obviously, they've had a few different guys that have come in with good offensive numbers and stuff like that. But it just never seemed to be, I don't know if necessarily the right fit is the right thing, but for whatever reason, they just didn't have the same success as they did in San Francisco, as they did with other places. But I mean, I'm looking at it, right? Like, Soler, as long as he performs like the way he did last year and obviously in 2019 with the Kansas City Royals, and not the way that he did between 20 and 22, then yeah, you're getting a heck of a ball player there. Like, he's a legitimate middle of the order bat that when he's riding a hot streak, man, you ride him because he can launch balls there. And especially, like you said, 30 out of 36. Now, I get that he played in a dome where San Francisco obviously outdoors, and there is wind that plays there. Like, it's a tough field to hit a home run in, no two ways about it. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that one works out. I think it's a great signing, personally. Like I said, $14 million a year over 3 years. You're not breaking the bank on that one by any stretch of the imagination. Perfect middle of the order bat. Hey, if it doesn't work out, then worst case, you can trade him or try and cut bait.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, I agree with you. Let's go back over to the other side. Let's have a little fun with it. Jackson Holliday. Does he crack the opening day lineup?
I don't see a world where he doesn't crack the opening day lineup, right? Like, I'm looking at it. Jorge Mateo, I mean, obviously, he had a fantastic start last year and then cool right off right afterwards. Yeah, there's no real reason for him not to make it, especially with the way that MLB teams are incentivized right now. With the, like, if your guy finishes top three in Rookie of the Year or wins Rookie of the Year, what is it? You get a compensatory pick at the end of the first round or something like that. I can't remember exactly how it's all worked out, but basically, yeah, you get certain incentives for your player playing basically all season long. And to me, it just doesn't make sense for him to start down in the minor leagues. Obviously, he proved it at every single level since he's come up that this guy is a fantastic ball player, well-deserving of the number one overall prospect title that he currently holds. And, I mean, obviously, it's a team of young bucks, and he's the guy that I think realistically can give them the best chance if he is starting at shortstop with Gunnar Henderson playing over at third base. Because, I mean, that makes that lineup a heck of a lot deeper. Obviously, his dad played in the major leagues for, what was it, 17 years or something like that, Matt Holliday. So, I mean, it's not like I can't see him coming into the spotlight and being shocked by it. I feel like he's been around it long enough that he knows exactly what it's like to be a major league player.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he's another Bobby Witt Jr., to be honest with you, with all that experience and knowledge. I mean, his first year minors obviously look like it for sure. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, he showed composure. Well, he's the number one prospect. So, I mean, you got to be right there, right? So let's jump over to the Steel City. Paul Skeens, do you think he makes the jump up in that Pirates rotation?
I mean, based on the way that I've been talking about him since basically he was drafted, I don't see how he's not up with the Pirates to start out the year. But that being said, I mean, it's the Pirates and he's a pitcher. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Now, if he starts out the year, obviously they basically got to shut him down by September, I'd say. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what they do. And obviously it depends on how he does in spring training. Like, there's no two ways about it. Spring training is going to play a huge effect on whether or not Paul Skeens makes the Pittsburgh Pirates. But I think he's going to be up with the big league club. And I think Dylan Cruz as well, if you're going to go there with the next question as well, I think he's another guy that legitimately has a chance of making the opening day roster. These are guys that played, obviously, at LSU, had very successful careers at LSU. They're both older prospects, if you want to call it that. I mean, they're 23, I think, both of them, 23 or 24 years old. So, I mean, they're not spry, like not like Jackson Holliday in the fact that they're 20 years old coming up to the major leagues. But, I mean, these are guys that they've proven it at basically every level that they deserve to be given a chance to make the opening day roster.
Between opening day and the All-Star break, the Guardians, Tigers, Dodgers, Twins, Mets, Phillies, Cardinals, Rays, and Blue Jays will finally unveil their new City Connect uniforms. Excited to see, thoughts on them. What do you think the Cardinals will look like? Is the arch in there? It has to be in there. The Bell in Philly. I don't know what the Blue Jays use, but when those teams get in, I think there's only about two teams that are left undone, and the Yankees are one, and I can't think of the other team that won't have the City Connect. They started in 2021. I've loved them all the way through. For me personally, I've loved them.
Yeah,
they've done a great job. I'm excited about it. I just don't know what they're going to look like.
There's been some ugly ones, no two ways about it. I'm not a fan of the Colorado Rockies one with the green in it. I know Washington, they're scrapping theirs after this season as well. I don't know. I don't know how they're all going to look. Obviously, I hope that they look pretty good. The Cardinals, based on what I'm hearing, it's going to be red with the arch incorporated into it. So I don't know how it's going to look. It'll probably be red up until the arch and then all of a sudden white or like the cream yellowish color that they have for their alternate jerseys. I think that might be a good look. Obviously you got to incorporate the arch. Like you said, Detroit, something with the Steel City or Motor City, sorry. It'll be interesting to see kind of what they all do there. But yeah, I mean, no, I like the City Connect jerseys. I think that they're a good way of reaching out to fans and, like making it a better viewing experience for it. Now, obviously it's not like the MLB Players Weekend was back in the day where players could customize their last names on the back of their jerseys. I wish that they brought that back, honestly, because that was one of my favorite things that MLB players could do. I freaking loved that, man, with the box burger. That one was arguably the funniest one out there where he literally just had a box and then the burger right beside it. Everybody knew exactly who it was, man. That was creative. Yeah, the City Connects, I mean, I like them, like I said. Sure, they could use some work, but it's all about trying to move the game forward, right?
Absolutely. That's what it is. I mean, it's trying to get that younger generation to be engaged in the game. And right now is the way to do it, right? They've gone international. They had the World Baseball Classic. Phenomenal. Nike's been on board, and things are working in the right direction. For me, they're working in the right direction. We've talked about it a long time ago with Nike marketing and everything else that goes along with it. So some concerning questions from different fans. Angels go out and sign Drew Pomerantz. A's signed Piscotty today. These are guys that have been forgotten about. Not only are they not, like, there's still free agents out there and stuff like that, but these guys are going out and looking at signing these types of people.
Yeah, but they're signing them to minor league deals.
I know they are, but I know we've talked about it as well or whatever now, but obviously the fans are still concerned about it. It's like, how are they going that far down the pipeline? Well, there's got to be other guys that you could fill in for minor league contracts that have baseball experience.
I mean, let's be honest. The Oakland Athletics aren't going out and signing to Cody Bellinger.
No.
So you just got to take what you can get at this point. Now, like you said, yes, there are better quality guys out there and everything like that. But obviously, you're hoping for these guys that have major league experience for them to all of a sudden rebound and be the players that they were, I don't know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Piscotty obviously was very good with the Cardinals back in the day and then got traded down to Oakland because his mother had ALS, I believe it was.
I believe that, yeah.
And yeah, obviously that was a fantastic move on both sides. Never really panned out afterwards, unfortunately, for Stephen Piscotty. Drew Pomerantz, obviously a couple years ago, he was a fantastic reliever with the San Diego Padres, but since then hasn't really done too much. I don't know, man. Like, obviously, these are guys that are talented players. Don't get me wrong. But at this point in their careers, like you said, they're basically AAA guys that you just hope, okay, for a week or two when we have some guy get injured, they can come up and fill a roster spot. But they're not going to be World Series winners by any stretch of the imagination.
It's a long ways if you're an Angels fan from having Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout to nothing. I mean, everybody knew what the offseason was going to be like. Hopefully, you just see Mr. Trout on the field for 120 games this year or whatever, and that just to get him back out there or whatever. But if you're an Angels fan out there, I mean, hey, we're feeling you, man. It's a tough year for sure. So I want to go back, Nolan. This is from our San Diego Padres listeners. Got Mike Schilt now. What can you share with them? They know he's been with their program for a little while or whatever, and that he's got some work to do. Is he a good guy? What do you got?
I'd be very surprised if the San Diego Padres weren't a legitimate wild card team. That guy's a fantastic manager, dude. I love Mike Schilt. Loved him when he was with us. Obviously, he came all the way up through the Cardinals organization. Worked his way from local area scout all the way up to major league manager. That guy never played professional baseball, and he grinded his whole way up, man. He was a fantastic manager for us. Obviously, replaced Matheny in 19, and then 20, 21, 22. Replaced Matheny in 18. 19, 20, 21 took us to the playoffs, and then was fired after the 21 season. And Ollie took over for him in 22 and 23. And then, yeah, I mean,
fired, but he left on his own too or whatever, and that, like, there was definitely a difference of opinion and stuff like
that. Yeah, that's what the reports were. Obviously, him and John Mozeliak didn't see eye to eye on a few different things, but I mean, heck, dude, Mike Schilt, like, that guy, honestly, he got the most out of his players.
And like, sounded like a great players manager too.
Oh yeah,
I know early in the offseason when they moved him, elevated him up into that position and stuff like that, that was the first things out of his mouth is, you know, even though I know these guys and I've been around them for a couple of years, I got to get to know them. And hopefully those conversations can lead to honest conversations moving forward or whatever. And that, even though I'm the manager and stuff like that, because exactly right. I know what their off field characteristics are. I know their family situations. I know all those types of elements. And to even hear him speak of that early on in his introduction as the manager of the Padres now, that meant a lot to me, because that's how I look at it as a manager and stuff like that. That's what I do with my players and stuff like that when, if I'm at that level. And that really stood out to me and stuff. And I think, like you said, because he had to grind his whole life, almost like a Snitker in Atlanta, right? These guys play a little bit harder for him. I think they really do.
Well, there's a level of appreciation there, absolutely. Because they know,
great word.
They know, hey, this guy put in the time to actually get here and deserves to be here. And like I said, man, I think the San Diego Padres are going to be a very competitive team because of Schilt. No two ways about it, man. That guy's a good manager. That's a good team. They can still compete, and he's going to get the most out of his guys. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with the final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, I mean, so my final thought, obviously, hey, we are officially a week away from the season starting. I am pumped. Football is over. Basketball is a joke. But baseball is back in 1 week, man. Padres, Dodgers kickoff Thursday, February 22nd at 3:10. God, I'm looking forward to that, man. That's going to be fantastic. Like, holy, it's been a long offseason. We need to get some games going. Everybody's just sick and tired of waiting for the rest of these free agents to sign. We're ready for the stuff to get going. And hopefully everybody makes it through spring training healthy. And the season's fantastic.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. If you're going to spring training, we're jealous. There's no question. We'd be loving to be going, but it is what it is, and we'll make it down there 1 year. We're busy with all our other baseball projects. So if you are going, enjoy. If you're already there, man, sit back wherever you are and just have fun. And like Nolan just said, just enjoy the fact that spring's coming, baseball's coming, and it's coming fast, and be excited about it for sure, Dirtbags. So we cannot thank you enough for being a part of the nation. We cannot thank you enough for being a part of the show, sending in your curtain call questions, being so passionate about this game of baseball that we all live and breathe and die every single day. That's what it's about. Like I said at the top of the show, like I say every show, because, man, a person asked me last year or whatever over in France when I was there working with the team, you know, when are you going to retire? I looked at him. Only time I've ever been asked in my life, I didn't have an answer for him. I was stunned. I was shocked. And I said, you see that grass there? I said, when you put me under the grass, that's when I'll retire. That's what this game of baseball means to me. I'm lucky enough to have a wife that allows me to do this. Lucky enough to have Nolan and Braden working with me, working aside with me, doing the podcast with me, doing everything else. Baseball is so awesome to me. I love it. I love it. I love it. And the fact that you're all part of it just exemplifies it for me and motivates me more and more every single day. So wherever you are out there in the world, have a fantastic week. Be passionate on the field, off the field, if you're a player, a parent, a coach, just get after it and do the right thing every single day. Unfortunately, dirtbags, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.